Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP is the way we abbreviate it. They're all available on the Odyssey app, and I know how to spell it now.
Do you? Let's hear it.
Nah, I want to hear you guys.
All right. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Today we have Jennifer, and she has a big decision to make. I think we actually might be able to help her on this.
Ooh.
Just a decision.
I
we
don't
can
know.
Do that.
I don't like the way
So if we're keeping score, this might be the one we solve?
It has high. I have high hopes.
Okay, Jennifer.
Yes.
Yes. Let us help you. What's going on?
Please do. I've got a real Sophie's choice on my hands here because I feel like I hit kind of like the relationship lottery and found what seems to be the perfect man. I'm in a very, very happy relationship with a romantic man who listens to me, accepts my influence, brings me flowers, like the whole nine, like no complaints whatsoever.
Decision made. Life choice.
Well, I'm worried. What's the but?
Pump the brakes.
I mean, I'm sure he
so
works out.
Okay. Can I just ask you for a little context on the first part? Because I know whatever you're about to do is going to destroy our faith in humanity. Did you struggle to find this man? Or was it easy for you?
I mean, I think everyone struggles to find this. I didn't even think this man still existed.
Well, so just all I'm saying, there was a time in my life where just relationships were like falling from the sky. And then you
What's
do hit a
like?
Point. I don't know anymore, obviously. Oh. But like, if you felt like you went through hell and back and you kicked a lot of tires of bad cars before you got this one. Dude, I'm mixing a lot of metaphors here.
Yeah,
but like,
you are.
You genuinely do respect this relationship. This is a great man.
I genuinely, yes. I respect not only this relationship, but the rarity of it. Like, I have no complaints. There's no part of me that's like, he leaves his stuff on the floor. I wish he would come. Like, there's nothing. I love this man. I want to spend the rest of my life with him.
Oh,
I love him. He's perfect.
Oh my gosh, this is great. Right. We did it.
Yeah. Just hit the button.
OPP, we solved one. Okay, so how is this an issue?
Okay, well, the issue is that I have recently received an opportunity to do something within my career that I never thought I would get. Like, it's a fantasy placement. I never thought I would get this kind of opportunity. And the issue is I would have to relocate and I would be gone for like 2 years and I would really only be able to visit maybe twice that whole time.
Ooh. Oh,
what?
Wait, yeah, twice in the 2 years? Not even like twice a year?
No, twice because maybe three times because of the way the research cycle works. But I'm going to be in a very remote location. He definitely cannot come visit me because nobody can come visit.
And are you in the FBI?
Yes, this is something. It's very exclusive. This is a very exclusive opportunity. Like, I can't even believe this is happening. And when I told him, he was, of course, very happy and excited until I told him I was going to be away. And then he was like, you know, as much as this is wonderful and I'm happy for you and I want you to be happy, like, I'm not going to do long distance again because I've done it in the past and it didn't work out. And at first I was kind of upset because I was like, bro, like, I'm not your ex, you know?
Of course you should be upset.
So, I mean, that's basically the issue. Here I am. I've got the dream man and I've got the dream job and I don't
they're
know
just
what
not to
do
in the same
like
place.
If I take his job, he's going to be gone.
Oh my God. This is, like, you weren't kidding about Sophie's Choice. I thought that was a very bold thing to say at the front, but like now it's like,
I didn't know what it meant.
You know what Sophie's Choice is? You uncultured swine.
I've heard it, but I don't know what she was choosing.
Oh my God. Everyone in this room, go watch a film.
Can we
concentrate on Jennifer, then I'll fix you two?
Okay. Sorry, Jennifer.
I am so sorry, Jennifer. Like, that was... I'm tax just laying low because he doesn't know either.
I do know, and Erica doesn't want to know is why I'm laying low.
Okay, good. Then you do know.
Yes, I do know.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Okay.
Jennifer, I'm going to just right away give the phone number 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Let me just ask... Erica seems animated right away, so I'm going to ask you first. Are you mad at him for being honest about his feelings about a long-distance relationship?
A little bit. No, well, I respect his honesty, but it seems so unfair that he's like, and so you...
I'm fine.
Erin's beeping. She's fine. It's like he's saying, but I'm not going to support you.
He's not saying he's not going to support her. Is he saying he's not going to support you? Or is he saying, I feel like
what he's saying is, I don't want to end up cheating on you. And honestly, it is hurtful. You know what I mean? And I think he's also worried that I might end up cheating on him, although I'm only going to have access to like three other people. So the odds of me wanting to cheat on him are very low.
Are any of them men? Right. Or super high.
They're likely to all be men, honestly. It's a very male-dominated field.
Okay.
But
that doesn't matter if...
No, like, I mean, I'm not interested in them.
It just depends on Jennifer.
And two years is not that long, you know?
I was in a long-distance relationship.
It sucks.
He lives here, by the way. And he broke up
with me. Little shout out?
I will not say his name. I can't even remember his last name. But he broke up with me because he said it's too hard because I would rather you were here with me all the time. And I was like, and that's why we're breaking up?
Yes.
But I found a better person for me.
No, that's not what's happening here. You think if she takes his job, she'll find a better person for her?
Maybe not in the 2 years, but maybe when she gets back.
Jennifer, like, here's what I know. I'm supposed to answer one way if we're living in an abundance mindset. If you were living in an abundance mindset, you could say no to either one of these things, and a better job that's here will come along. Or you can say no to him, and a better man will come along. But as a person...
With an abundance mindset, could I say yes to the job and then he'll just like still be single when I get back?
No.
I think you have to release the one.
You gotta let go. You literally have to unclench your hand on one of these two things. I mean, okay, here's what I think we can do. I think we take calls from people who've pulled off a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And like, is there a way to make it work? I mean, FaceTime helps. Because you didn't used it to helps. Be able to do that. Like, you can... have relationsy time.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Phone calls. That's right. No. I didn't even think of that. I wonder if he had that when he was with his last relationship.
I mean, FaceTime isn't exactly new.
The way you described him, I'm wondering if you should pass on the job.
That is
because I think we focus a lot on this is a perfect opportunity and there is no right path, right? I mean, we all ended up here with some pedigrees, no pedigrees. I mean, like, we all had internships or we didn't, and we all kind of end up where you're supposed to be, I think.
Well, this isn't like a promotion type situation. This is like being president of my field. Like, it's an experience. I don't know how much detail I can give you guys, but literally I would be working in a remote location researching an organism that, like, most people will never even hear of in their lifetime.
I mean, this is two dreams.
That is so badass. You can't say no to that.
So is finding the perfect person.
I'm with everyone.
Because I'm not going to get weird because we don't give compliments to each other, but you were meant for this job.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
She was still shocked.
I thought we were going somewhere else.
And if your fiance had said, I'm not going to move to Denver,
I don't know if I would have come.
Then what did you? And you're telling her to take the job. Oh,
as a strong, independent woman, it's really hard to say. Wait, you guys aren't engaged, are you?
No. We've been dating, and
it's just issues. It's the same thing. Once you know you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, the rest is formality.
You're sacrificing the next 50 years for like a cool 2 years.
That's right.
It's well,
in the 2 years, I mean, maybe you'll get another opportunity.
I love what you're saying. Like, but I also
I think
know
it's so hard to find someone that is perfect for you, that clicks with you, that gets you, and all that. And that's like that's what life is when you really break it down. It's not your career. It's not. It's the people you spend time with. And
well,
you found it.
But you can also do some like, really cool things and make history. So why would you say no to that
chance?
I've
wanted to do this my whole life. Like, I used to read the National Geographic when I was a little kid and dream about this, you know?
I know I'm flip-flopping every time somebody talks. Every time somebody talks, I'm like, you're right. And then Hack talks, I'm like, nope, he's right. Yeah. Nope. Like, there's no right. And you literally are torn in half right now. You don't have the answer. Like, if I said you have to choose right now, you couldn't say.
Flip a coin.
That's such a dark
you can't
way
to just.
Oh my God, it makes my tummy hurt to think about it.
Okay, like, Jennifer.
I don't want to.
I literally went into this thinking this would be the one we would solve. This is one we can never solve.
Damn,
like,
what
in the
heck?
History,
you're supposed to hit the button.
It is entirely my fault. Hey, don't move, Jennifer. We're going to, okay. Literally, if this wasn't, like, if this was, I'm getting $20,000 more a year and access to the corporate jet or whatever, she's going to do something that only three other people on earth are going to be doing at the same time.
Right.
Like, wow. How many people are in love right now, Hack?
In the room?
Nope. I don't like that assessment. You know what I mean?
Right. I know. It is more common, but the way she sounded, like, he's perfect. They're perfect together. He wants to be with her.
But
I don't know.
The perfect guy say go?
That's what I was thinking.
No, not necessarily.
He should support her.
It's so hard.
The perfect guy, of course, would say go, but then you just, it doesn't work. Like, I've done long distance. It doesn't work. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
FaceTime is, sorry, not enough.
Can't you also say, well, wouldn't the perfect partner, guy or girl, this has nothing to do with her being the woman or anything. It's just, wouldn't the perfect partner not want to leave? No matter what the, like, you can, I think you can make both arguments.
I do too. That's why this is going to be the hardest OPP we've ever done.
Yeah.
Okay. It's up to you guys now. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Jennifer out. Boy, this room is really divided, and I keep flip-flopping on it. She's found the perfect man. She said out loud, I want to spend the rest of my life with him.
Yeah.
Right.
But her job, her dream job, just came down. 2-year commitment, out of state. He can't come visit. She can't leave, but maybe once a year.
Some people are speculating that she may be an astronaut.
Okay. I don't think. Is that why he can't visit?
That makes sense.
Sure, yeah. Can't visit space.
She
can,
said
yeah.
research, though. I guess mm-hmm. you could be a researcher.
Spotty cell coverage,
could
probably.
Be yeah. researching the moon.
Okay. But either way, she's like, he doesn't want to do a long distance thing.
Right.
She just wants to be with him, but she doesn't want to pass up this opportunity. Hack is very much love centric. So you're.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't trade the next 50 years for a cool 2 years.
Eric is such a hypocrite. It makes me want to vomit.
If you power through the tough 2 years, you might be able to get an amazing 50 good years, you know?
But I was also thinking, because she was saying so, like, this is what I've wanted to do my whole life. I read National Geographic or whatever she said my whole life. And she's considering not doing it.
That means she really loves him.
That's what
oh.
I said.
Oh, no,
yeah,
no.
That you means she really loves him.
Ah, what a bird. You walked her into the pointed sticks. Oh, oh that's so good. Brittany?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think Jennifer should do?
Take the job.
Oh, my God. So you don't, you're a non, I think, can we ask the question up front? Are you in love or not? Because it seems like, if you have this loving, great relationship, you're going to be like, keep the man. But if you don't...
But I feel like I'm really torn.
So I'm in a very happy, loving marriage.
Mm.
But there's a show on Hulu called A Dated a Psycho. And it just proves that if somebody seems perfect, they're like, you know, some sort of psycho.
Oh my God, no, it's... Oh my God.
A better way to say your spouse is not perfect.
And what? She should take the job.
So do you think your spouse is a serial killer?
Not my spouse, but I think this guy who's perfect for her might be.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. What a weird roller coaster ride yeah. that was.
I'm not even sure where I am with you on that one.
Hadn't yeah. considered that, I guess.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. Take the job. One vote for that. Ella?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
Okay, am I on right now?
Oh my yeah, God, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, personally, my fiance and I, we're getting married next, well, this month, basically, ooh. Like getting married in 25 days, okay? We did long distance for a whole year, like our first year of dating, and like, it was fire. Like there's, I thought it was great. We came up with ways to like, you know, make fun, have dates. You can write letters. I just feel like, we need to go back and revisit the long distance thing because this is her dream job and the right partner is supportive and like wants to make it work no matter what.
2 years, no touchy. 2 years, no touchy.
But
like if your time, love language is physical touch, you're
I know,
screwed.
But I know what you're okay, saying.
But mine and my fiance's love languages are both physical touch.
Then who was touching you? Nope. Mm. Don't. Nope.
Yeah. You
yeah,
can
like
have
if
dates.
That's the only thing you're focused on. Then it's like, what is the foundation of the relationship? You know, like it's you can find intimacy in other ways other than just physical.
Is that right, Ella?
It's just hard.
Okay, so you're saying take the job no matter what.
I mean, yeah, like the right person is going to support you and going to want to make it work.
Yeah.
But from his angle, the right person isn't going to leave me for a job.
But would you really, if you fell in love with a woman and she's like, I have to take this job, would you really go, I don't think you should? At your age, it's a little different. I'm not going to lie. But like in your 20s or something, you can't give everything up.
Like, I feel like leaving them is like, that's an exaggeration. Like, you're not leaving them.
Right.
Like it's a once in a lifetime opportunity and you can still make the relationship work.
But you can't make, no, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ella. I'm just saying you don't know what's going to, like if we're going to be apart,
mm-hmm.
then let's just be apart.
No, that's
and hopefully
insane.
We come back together, but like mm. you're going to be there for 2 years. Like, yes, we FaceTime for an hour every night, but then you're going out to dinner with your colleagues. She said that most of her colleagues were men. It's like
they're probably like older men.
It doesn't matter. Like me, apparently.
I plead the fifth.
She might be going to space too.
No, she's not. Okay,
like, Jacqueline, you meet him. I'm like, space is pretty far.
Jacqueline,
yay.
What do you think?
I think she should go, but I also was wondering if they were married and this opportunity came up, then would he divorce her?
Hmm. That is such an interesting question. Yeah. Would he go, well, I can't do long distance. Like, buddy,
Yeah, right. But also, if they were married, would you even, she'd go, you're going to just leave our family for a job? I mean, it goes still both ways.
I'm telling you, what drives me the most nuts about everything that's happening is Erica is not admitting the hypocrisy of her. Like, you wouldn't want to be away from your fiancé. Like, you are codependent, and I don't mean that as a negative.
I don't take that as a negative anymore.
But like, if he was like, you love him, right? And if he all of a sudden said, oh my God, I got this other job, I'm going to be gone for 2 years, you'd be like,
no, I'd probably go, no, you're not.
Right!
But...
So, but you're expecting everyone else to react differently than you would.
I just think that he's not... Yeah, okay. He's not being terribly supportive, but nor would I.
Right!
If the tables were turned.
So you're just all, she should have it as a woman, but it's like, but if it was a man, then no, he shouldn't go. He should stay here for me.
I understand. I hate when my fiance's out of town for work, which is...
Of course you do.
Often.
Because you're codependent. And I mean, not in a bad way. I'm the same way. That's why I was honest from the beginning, saying if my sig other said I got to be away, it's like, okay, well, hopefully we're both still single when you get back. Sally?
Yeah.
You get last word on this. What do you think?
I think it sounds like she's already made her decision. I mean, she's making a really strong case for that job, but I just don't think that she's admitted it to herself. But if it's me choosing this, I'm with T-Hack. 50 years compared to the next 2 years. I think the 50 years is that's what I would choose.
But what if this job allowed her to have a bigger, brighter career for the next 50? Well, you're probably not working another 50 years. Next 40 years.
But I'm flip-flopping again. Because what if the relationship doesn't go 50 and she blows the two? For something that's going to fizzle out in 10.
Yeah, but the job's like dusting off rocks and stuff. Who wants to do that?
We just not an astronaut!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.